Are you starting or? Okay.
Well, just let me start by thanking Mriganka and Sonal for hosting us on this African Queen. Thank you all for coming. And I will now let you talk.
Okay. Welcome all to Periphery. It's a great pleasure welcoming you here in Guwahati and especially in Periphery. So in the beginning, I would like to thank Rene and Stephen, and especially Pooja is not able to present today. It's because it's happening because of, I think, their collaboration and codes and thing, and definitely everyone at News. So anyway, I'm not going to do today. We are not going to do a presentation today, but a little going casual, which we discussed with Stephen, that little getting little loose today. So I'd like to start a little bit with this this quote from Foucault, where he talks about in his of other spaces. As he talks about heterotopia, the ship is the heterotopia par excellence. In civilizations without boats, dreams dry up, espionage takes the place of adventure, and the police take the place of pirates. So so here, welcome to our boat, and let's you know, work it together for next couple of this next 2 days. And extending this whole idea of, you know, what has been interesting to work on a floating surfaces, you know, working beyond institutions, working with, I would not say community, but I have, now we are not really, probably we can also investigate our own politics, or a lot of people have been asking for a couple of years that whenever we go to Delhi or Bombay, so what is your politics? So I say, no, I don't know whether we we're not really able to find. Probably next 2 days, discussing this, we can also figure out what kind of, you know, kind of frames or non-frames we are trying to work and negotiate with different kind of things. So so this boat is, again, going back to Foucault again, the boat is a floating piece of space, a place without a place, that exists by itself, that is closed in on itself, and at the same time is given over to the infinity of the sea, and that from port to port, from tack to tack, from brothel to brothel, it goes as far as the colonies in search of the most precious treasures they conceal in their gardens, you will understand why the boat has not only been for our civilization. From 16th century until the present, the great instrument of economic development. I have not been speaking of that today, but has been simultaneously the greatest reserve of the imagination. So definitely the whole idea of boat and flux and, you know, this river has captured our imagination when we try to actually extend our practice, and we're trying to, you know, do something beyond an image, and, you know, we have been thinking about it. So to jumping into and trying to take over this whole new space. So as even Shuddha was asking me, how did you get this boat? So it's like, you know, negotiating with this different kind of police, different kind of pirates, and different kinds of things. So these are like our community. These are our members, which we work together. You probably Saturday you'll meet all of few of these people, and you'll see with what kind of community we are working with. So I also like to paraphrase these things. I would not really, because we try to say that, okay, we are doing some for our own security reasons. Okay, we are doing art and culture, and to save that, we are not talking about politics. We are not talking about this. So I like to paraphrase this thing from Martha Rosler, when she says that the most important thing a work of art can hope to do is create a conversation between people in a room. So probably a room and a conversation, that's what we are trying to look through Periphery, and that's what is not been possible. Politically, if you see what has been so didactically problematic for us for all these years, and sometimes we not cannot really as a and as collective as you know artist individual artist we cannot escape those very didactic facts of you know this whole idea of Northeast India. Like somebody has expressed that you know Northeast India is a kind of a transnational space between South and Southeast Asia. So that hasn't been really recognized. You know, when we talk about like borders or things from I would not say center or central, but working beyond that, even that binaries, it's more becomes our relation with Pakistan. That's we, I think we have seen that we don't really celebrate or we don't really denounce China, Burma, or Bangladesh, or that's kind of not talked about. So even that whole, that 89% of our borders are international. So that is what surrounds Northeast India. So you know, so that's whole idea of this whole meaningless or banality of Lukist policy. What is Lukist? How can you you cannot never look east. It's east. So it is also a certain kind of this praxis methodologies which we have been working. We have been tried very. Consciously or unconsciously to be a little more organic in functioning through periphery and last for 1.5 years, it has been kind of a curated event space and which we don't try to control, but it happens through our mediation and kind of things which we look at very closely. So that has been our work, like even presence and kind of everything. So that we are not really working in categories of participatory, relational, community. We're not really looking at all those things. So why are we here? Probably that's another interesting question Stephen put me in the morning, this morning, that why are we here and why, I don't know, I've probably that's what we are going to do. So what are we doing and why? But it's quite interesting sitting here, like in this kind of this flux, kind of a fluxus space or flux, this space of which reminds you of flux. That it gives you this whole notion of whether this water is Chinese water, this water is what is going, this water is going to Bangladesh or this kind of a things. But this whole transitional and transnational ideas that keep coming and keep. Touching us and we, making us motivate, making us, shake. So we, it is also very important that it's also part of the project that we don't have very strong grounds. We don't want to be an institution. We want to be very temporary. We want to, even shift. Even this, as a physical space, we need to move. As the water comes up and down, we actually shift. Sometimes, every time we have to invite some people, we have to tell them physically where it is really located. So, I think I will not go far, and I will open it to, and I will hand it over to others. But the two things which is coming to my mind right now is two very interesting, things which is related to this river and how it captures the imagination of, the people and kind of a thing. So there is a this famous kind of writer in 1920s who actually wrote the national anthem of Assam, Lakshminarayan Besbarua, who had he also apparently married some cousin of Rabindranath Tagore. And when Rabindranath Tagore ignored in the Janaganamana the whole the geographical a thing of Brahmaputra or things. So this country cousin comes go to Rabindranath and said, "This is the national anthem of Assam." So because you forgot about so that was this thing. And interesting thing about this guy that he was born in this river. Nobody, and he's born between two ghats, two ports. So that is an interesting thing. It's Lakshminarayan Besbarua, So that has definitely captured his imagination, and he has been all his life. He has been giving some directives or giving some direction about this, kind of very in a very funny way about this whole identity. Mocking at kind of creating these hybrid identities. Secondly, which is also tomorrow, Brian, we are thinking about doing a presentation tomorrow, and there'll be also a hyperlink to some kind of. kind of fragments of some films which we have put together. This is a part of one film, which is the first Assamese film, and it's also happened to be the third Indian film, third Indian talkie. So there, there's kind of an unintentional shot with this another interesting fellow who is a kind of a writer, filmmaker, who had this interesting relation with this river, where he travels from Tejpur to Calcutta via Guwahati. When he's on way to Edinburgh, where he studied Edinburgh, he dropped out and he went to Berlin, worked with Himanshu Ray and then the same gang, and you know, came up from and came back to Assam and make his first film. So he. Joymoti, that's the first Assamese film, and Jyoti Prasad Agarwala. So he kind of was also quite fascinated, and he's in this film is kind of an unintentional shot, which you see, which was not real thing, which he kind of meditate in between and looking at one shot, which is just this river and kind of a question or a kind of a problem which is posing to things. Anyways, that he was not very successful, and he died after a few years. Saying this, I think I think I will let it.
Brigenka, thank you, and thank you for inviting. Michel Foucault, Martha Rossler, Bez Boa, and Jimoki to join us here on the upper deck. I can't outdo that list of names, but since it is Gandhiji's birthday, in our news essay proposal, one of the chapter titles was a very short quote from Gandhi, one which I like very much, that when he said that we should be the change we want to see. And of course, Gandhi was the kind of guy who really walked the walk. I mean, he was a great walker. But that quote suggests that there's some imperative in having to talk the talk. When you just talk the talk and then it's empty words, it can be pretty vacuous. But what the reason for this gathering from the news perspective is our intuition, I guess, that the world has changed, art-related production has changed. There's kind of what might be described as an epistemological revolution that's taken place. The changes have already happened, or they're in the throes of happening, but the vocabulary which we use is much more resistant, or just has appeared to change at a slower pace. So we are walking the walk in a sense, but we don't have the talk to talk the walk. And that was the nature of this invitation, was to wonder aloud and collectively if this intuition could be verified, or if you shared this perspective, of a potential need to not invent some sort of new speak, you know, of the new 21st century humanity, but maybe just make a very infinitesimal but decisive shift in the way we use words, not so much to seek complex words or words that we don't know, but to rethink reappropriate, reuse words which name things which we know all too well. So to avoid a kind of a metaphysical naming process, but just to rethink about those words which are there, but need to just be revalued in a certain sense. So that's why we sent out a sort of a very informal call to everyone to think about some vocabulary. But the call was also, there's an argument to be made that this is a very futile project, actually, that we don't need